name is Jack Thompson. I was Southeast Asia correspondent in 79 to 83, and I was Cairo correspondent from 83 to 86. Then I came back, and I was for a long time foreign affairs correspondent, and I was almost the first presenter on BBC World Television. And then I left the BBC in 1995 and went to Deutsche Welle Television, but that's another story. When I was Southeast Asia correspondent, we used to go up to the Thai-Cambodian border. This was just after the Vietnamese had pushed the Khmer Rouge out of Phnom Penh and right up against the Thai border. And we used to try and get up there on that border, which was scrub and hot and sticky and horrible. And one day we wandered in over the border and realised we were among the Khmer Rouge, which was a frightening experience just to be there and see them. But a little man came across with a dreadful grin on his face and said, "Ah, you Western journalist, you come this way." And I said, "Which way?" And he said, "This way, I show you our hospital." So we traipsed after him because we didn't have much choice. We went into this long bamboo hut with wooden trestles, which were supposed to be beds. And there were all these poor souls with legs off and or dying from malaria or whatever it were, they were suffering. And he said, "You must meet our surgeon." I said, "Surgeon? In here?" And he said, "Here she is." And there was this enormous, rather strange for a Khmer, enormous woman in the black Khmer Rouge garb. And she was holding a chopper. And I said, "This is your surgeon?" "Oh, yes." He said, she has to amputate legs. I said, "What, with that?" And he said, "Yes, with that. Easiest way. Pain over very quickly. Bang." And with my Australian colleague was with me, and he said, he couldn't resist it. He said, I hope the blood tastes good," he says. Horrible. But that's what it was like. And that was in places like that. War zones. We've talked about this evening, they're talking about correspondence in war zones and suffering and all the rest of it. But there wasn't much you could do if you were stuck in a place like that. And you had to sort of roll with these experiences of violence and bloodshed. And a more serious occasion was when I was asked to look after a little Khmer child who was obviously lost and traumatized. Again, dressed in black pajamas. And so I looked at her, and she stared back, and I don't know whether she saw me or not, but as she stared at me, she fell over. She fainted. I knew there was a hospital, a makeshift hospital, a few hundred yards away. So I picked her up, and I staggered across this field with her, and I came to this hut, which was full of dreadful sights of people in all kinds of dreadful conditions of wounds and sickness and malaria again and dengue fever and all the rest of it. And I looked at one of the nurses, and she said, "You'll have to put her down there. We'll attend to her when we can." So I laid her down gently on the ground and looked and felt so helpless. And as I put her down, she groaned. And the nurse looked down and she said, "I'm sorry, she's gone." And that was the worst thing I think I've ever experienced as a journalist or correspondent or whatever. It was ghastly, and I didn't know what to do. And the child had just faded away in front of me, and I thought I'd helped to save her life, but it wasn't true.